Can somebody say amen? Amen? All right, in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in that evil, in the evil day. And having done all to stand, what do you do? Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of what? Faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. All right, now we're talking about, in spiritual warfare here, we are calling this, I don't know where I put my title here. This is spiritual warfare number, volume 2, Facing the Giants, part 7. Facing the Giants. Part 7. All right, now, the teaching that I'm doing on Wednesday night is really drawing a very close parallel with the teaching that I'm doing on Sunday. And I said something about what's going on in the earth. What's happening a lot is that people are trying to build bigger buildings without building bigger people. I want you to see what I mean by that. I mean that it's okay to get more people, but what are you doing with the ones that you've got? That Gideon had picked, I think, 32,000 when God told him to go up against the enemy. And God had to get him down to how many? 300. Because it's amazing what you can do with 300 committed folk. People that are walking. Walking. Anytime you see walking, pretty much in the scriptures, both old and new, it has to do with spiritual maturity. There are spirits sent to keep you from growing spiritually. There are spirits sent to do that. And keep you from feeling a spiritual authority that God has given you so that you could take authority in the places that he sends you so that the kingdom will manifest. And so God even told Abraham, don't flip to all these scriptures, just put them up on the board. In chapter 17 and verse 1, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me. And when it was time to bring down the walls of Jericho, they had to do what around the wall? They had to walk around the wall. In the New Testament, there was a man who had been by this pool for 38 years. He said, rise, come on, stand up on your feet and what? Walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. Walking is spiritual maturity. And there are spirits sent to keep you a cripple or to make you a cripple, to make you so you can't walk or you have to depend on man. And that is not where God wants you. I'm talking spiritually now because he doesn't want you to be able to call things that be not as though they were. That enemy doesn't. Because that's a symbol of spiritual authority and spiritual growth. So he wants to keep you down. Some people call it a Tiny Tim spirit. You remember the Christmas carol, the thing when Tiny Tim was there? Same thing with Mephibosheth. If you remember, Mephibosheth was a son of Jonathan, and he got dropped when he was a baby and he couldn't walk. But David went and got him. So now you're going to sit at my table. Now my point to you is that this whole idea about spiritual maturity is something that we have to have if we're going in to fight those giants, because we have to be mature enough to not be caught by things that immature people are caught by. Well, I didn't like what the pastor said, so I'm not coming back. Well, you need to come back. You need to come back. But this is what I'm saying. See, once you get spiritually mature, you're not running from trouble. You're making trouble. Let me show you what he says about that. And this is found over in 1 Kings chapter 18. This is when Ahab, the king, was approaching Elijah, all right? Elijah was a prophet, as you know. And look at verse 17, and look what he says. He says, "And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that what? Troubleth Israel." See, you're out here to make trouble. See, Abraham and them were doing all kind of ungodly things, and when you come in, it's like you're making trouble. But you can't shrink back from that. David didn't shrink back from what Goliath was talking about. And you don't when you're spiritually mature. Notice David was 16, 17 years old. Everybody else had been trained in war, so forth and so on. But David knew his God. And that's what makes you spiritually mature. Not how many times you sing in the choir or whatever have you. Because I've seen people do a lot of good things. I mean, sing in the choir, usher, whatever have you. But meantime, you better get that word. Because if you're with that group that's moving forward, I'm telling you, that enemy doesn't like it. And we're going to be praying about some things, and Friday we're going to show you a film, kind of a little movie on, not a movie, but a little documentary on the witch that switched. And show you what he says you're up against. Because a lot of people don't know. So, what we said is that trying to build bigger buildings without training up people to walk. And this is what we need to do. God said, train them up and send them out. Now, what we're doing is sending people out to their giftings, to their grace, to their wealthy place, to their place where God has called them to be able to be used by him to bring forth the kingdom. So whatever your profession is, whatever have you. Okay. Now, what we said is that as we go forth, we've got to do something with fear. Because we said that's the first it that was spoken about in Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, please, in verse 1. And he said, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister." Okay? "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise." There it is. "And go over this Jordan, and thou and all this people, into the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot," that sounds like walking to me, "shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." That is a scripture that he gave me to take this shopping mall. That scripture right there. I said, "Lord, how am I going to take it?" He said, Joshua 1:8, meditate it. "Every place that I lead you, that your soles of your foot tread upon, I've given it to you." Next verse. From the wilderness of Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great